This is the Lord's table. And the Lord Jesus invites all who love him and want to follow him to share in this feast. Hear how the Apostle Paul describes it. The tradition which I handed on to you came to me from the Lord himself, that on the night of his arrest, the Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks to God, broke it and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant, the new agreement, the new relationship with God, sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in memory of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." So, as the Lord Jesus took bread, I take this bread and I take this wine to be set apart for this holy and special use. And as he gave thanks, let us now give God our thanks and praise. It is right to give you our thanks and praise, O God, for in Christ you have redeemed us from slavery to sin and adopted us as your children, sisters and brothers of your beloved Son, in whom our lives are renewed and our sins forgiven. Through Jesus, you bring us back to your generous heart. Through the study of the scriptures with him, you free our hearts to welcome others with your amazing grace. And so, with your people in earth and heaven, we proclaim the greatness of your name and tell out your praise in the angel's song. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you that Christ has brought us together at this table to strengthen us by his love, remembering all he has done for us and resting on his eternal sacrifice. We follow his example and obey his command. Send your Holy Spirit to bless us, and these your gifts of bread and wine to us, that we, receiving them by faith, may be made partakers of his body and blood with all his benefits, to nourish us and help us grow in grace, to the glory of your most holy name. And here we offer and present to you our very selves, to be a living sacrifice, dedicated and fit for your acceptance, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now we join in the prayer which Jesus gave to his church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do it in memory of me." Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Take, eat. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Do this remembering him. This cup is the new covenant, sealed by Christ's blood, which was shed that the sins of many might be forgiven. Drink from it, all of you. Hear what the Apostle Paul says in Colossians 3. As God's chosen people, holy and loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Now let's give one another a sign of peace. Peace of the Lord be with you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you glory, thanks, and praise for the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In your great goodness, you have brought us into communion with him and with all who love him, and made us heirs of your everlasting kingdom. By your grace, may we continue in this fellowship and live to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.